Blog Talk Radio.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Everything that has breath, let him praise the Lord. Wherever you're at, we should praise the Lord. I come to you from San Antonio, Texas, as your host, Von Dimas. And I also come just to let you know that Jesus loves you. I come to remind you that through his love, he created you and I. He created us to love him first. Once we learn to love God, it's already built inside of us. Once we open up our hearts and that floodgate to love the Lord, we'll be able to forgive our sisters and brothers around us. We'll be able to love them. We'll find it easier to forgive them. Hallelujah. And I know somebody right now, you're needing to be loved. You're at the right place. That's the reason that we need to go forth in love. It's God's word. We can tell the world about all the great things that God has done for us today. And through his love and his peace and his harmony, he gave you that love. He gave you that joy. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and get started into the word with our scripture today, okay? Our scripture today is going to be coming from the book of John, and it's going to be a couple different passages. And we're just talking about love. Hallelujah. Let's talk about love. Go ahead with the scripture.
Today's scripture is going to be John 13, verse 34 through 35. And it says, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." And that is John 13, verse 34 through 35. The second scripture I'm going to be reading is John 15, 12 through 17. Which says, "My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I have learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in his name. This is my command, love each other." And that is John 15, verse 12 through 17.
Hallelujah. Thank you for the reading of that word. And I thank you, God, for all of the ones that's going to do the word, not just heard it, but actually going to start to doing it. And for all of the ones that are listening, if it doesn't penetrate to today, you keep on repeating it back, and God will work miracles in your life. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for another opportunity to just come together. We ask you to look into every situation, every heart, to Father up, bring up the ones that are all torn down, beat down from life, different tragedies and the different things that are going down, just weighing them down, dear Father. I just ask you to lift them up. I feel someone is just, they're so weak right now. You're just so weak and you just don't know how you're going to get up. You know you're not going to give up, but you don't know how you're going to give up. And dear Father, I ask, my prayers are today that you just send someone in their home, send someone just to speak your word into their heart, dear Father, and just Let them know that you're still there, and let them know that you're loving them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And I feel like, Jesus, that right now they're just feeling a little lifting of their spirits right now. We thank you for that, dear Father. We thank you, dear Father, for your spirit connecting with their spirit. I thank you, dear Father, that you're still a God that is still moving inside of little crevices that people cannot see it with the naked eye, but you're still, nothing is hidden from you. And you're still going to and fro, and you're still devouring the enemy for our sakes, dear Father. And I thank you, dear Father, that you're still moving in the sick rooms, and you're still healing those broken down bodies that even man who's have studied for medicine has given up on because it's out of his hands. There's nothing else they can do. But you're still moving, and you're still healing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I feel you, Jesus, as you're still hearing that old grandmother's crying out voice to you, dear Father. Oh, for her children, dear Father, for her grandchildren, dear Father. And she's on her knees, and she's moving around, and she's keeping you in her heart, and she's at the top of her tongue. She's lifting up your name, and I thank you, Jesus. People are looking at her different, but she's bonding that family together with her prayers. And I thank you for having that listening ear. I thank you for creating us, dear Father, with the void that we can't move forward successfully without filling it with you. I thank you, dear Father, for creating love, creating us to love you. I thank you for giving us all the answers so we don't have to walk around confused. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we give you praise and glory, and we just ask that you just allow us to just receive you right now. Allow us to just lay everything down at the altar, dear Father, and just, oh, thank you, Jesus. Allow us to just come and learn from you. Come and be protected by you. Hallelujah. As you share your loving spirit through your word, we receive it right now in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus. I just want to first start out this show, and just by dedicating it to my brother, happy birthday to you. So really quick, let's do a birthday song to Reggie. Birthday today. Here we go. Tatiana, you joining in? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday,
happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to Reggie. Happy birthday to you. We love you. Happy birthday. I hope you're enjoying it. Hopefully we can get together next week. We should be together. So until then, do what you got to do. Enjoy. And I'm sure your family is making sure that you're having a glorious day. And I just thank God for another year that you're able to see and just enjoy, and that you enjoy living life. And regardless of any obstacles that come your way, you still find a way to enjoy living life. And so that's just a blessing. Everyone can't do that. You know, some people get tied down by different things from the doctors or whatever, but you've been through some battles, and you, like all of us, we've had some scars in our life. And you know, when we see it, one way is getting too tight, we move away from it and go find something else that's going to give us a little bit more air that we can breathe and not just let the walls close in on us. So I thank you, Jesus, for giving you that ability to do that and for allowing you to see another year. And my brother, I wish many and many and many more birthdays, successfully healthy birthdays to come your way. So, again, happy birthday to you, Reggie. Reggie, my brother. Or we know in the family as Uncle Wedgie. Uncle Wedgie. Everybody loves Uncle Wedgie. God bless you. God bless you. All right. So, real quickly here, we're just going to go and we just have a couple ones that just wanted to shout out as far as calling out their name just on the report or for whatever reason. They just wanted their name shouted out, and then I have some that I just want to shout out their name. Tatiana, think of a couple. I just want you to shout out someone's name that you just want to be prayed for, okay? And I just want to start out with just shouting out the whole family in my family in Detroit, Michigan, for the loss of our aunt, Aunt Edith, one of the sweetest aunts, and I had a lot of special ones, but she's truly, can I say my favorite? She was truly my favorite aunt, Aunt Edith, and she was just so sophisticated and just so full of life, and I just love that about her spirit. And so as she has been ushered into the presence of the Lord, we just, you know, just say thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity to have known her and to have got to see some of you inside of her. So to all of the family in Detroit, Michigan, Lisa and everyone else, just God bless you all. God bless you all. And continue to lift your eyes up to the hills, because God is your strength. And that's where you're going to find all of your strength during this time of loneliness. I'm missing her. You're going to find your strength from God. And there's no need to even wasting our time looking in bottles or looking to other friends, because they can only give you a temporary soothing, but if for a permanent resolution to the loss that you're feeling, it's only going to come from Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless. Tatiana?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead, baby. Call out someone's name.
Lameka.
Amen. We pray for Lameka. God bless Lameka, and bless Lameka as she's doing on her job today, and for any positions that she's up for, or just for growth in her position. We just thank you, Lord Jesus. And in her personal life, we just ask you to surround her and continue to be with her and show your love, because she's such a loving spirit, has such a loving heart. And, dear Father, we ask you to just continue to just ooze that out of her, and all those around her will continue to benefit from your love that has been shown through her. I just want to call out Miss Honor's name tonight, dear Father. Miss Honor, in prayer, I ask you to just step into that situation, and anything that you see that is not fit, dear Father, that the demonic spirits are trying to lay hands on or trying to claim in her body, in her home, in her family around her units, whether it's here in San Antonio or in Louisiana, any of that, dear Father, we just take back right now in the name of Jesus. And we declare that your blood and your healing is all over those situations. And we declare that your love is going to connect those that has been enemies, dear Father, because of darkness in their lives or over their heads or walking in shadows of death, dear Father, that they're going to be reminded today that there is clarity if they just keep on pushing through. There is a bright sunlight that's coming to shine upon you, that you feel like you've been in the darkness for so long. But God's eyes is still upon you. He hasn't forgot about you. And everything that you're going through, He knows what you're going through, but He's there with you. And so bless the entire Honor family. Bless the entire Honor family in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Well, all right. We're going to move right into the subject today, and it's just created to love God. You know, and it's important that we realize that through all of the things that we see and do and go through every day, we don't want to get caught up like the Pharisees or the Sadducees, and where we're, as when they was analyzing the Mosaic law, that they get to trying to distribute which one of the laws is more important, and is one more important than the other one, and does one apply when another one doesn't apply. They have put a great deal of time, a great deal of effort into trying to analyze these laws. But the great thing about it is Jesus cuts right through the point. He lets you. He don't want to confuse you. He doesn't want his words to leave you in doubt. But when you truly get the word of God, his word will lead you right to the point. And that's the same thing he did with the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He actually cut right through the debate that they was having over which laws apply when and which is more important than the other one. And through that debate, he summarized the law in two key principles. And those key principles is principles that we hear about many times, and Some hear about them more than they try to live those laws, but those are the laws that we should be living our lives and basing around. It says, love the Lord with all of your heart. Love the Lord with all of your soul. Love the Lord with all of your strength and your mind. That's a big thing. That's what we're supposed to do. I mean, if we can fall deeply in love with the Lord, and then we can find a way to get around all of these other things. We will, everything else just kind of falls into place. When we love the Lord with all of our heart, when we love him with all of our soul, our strength, our mind. See, if we're staying up on the Lord and we're caught up with the word and we make sure that we're dedicating time to just be with him, not just to just read the Bible daily, make sure that we're doing that, but we also find time every day to just get before him and say, God, here I am. I want to hear from you. You know, a lot of times in the reading of your word, you're reading the word, and he'll stop you in between verses just to add something in there, just to talk to you, just to speak into your spirit. But we got to make ourselves available in order to hear these things and to feel these things. And a lot of times we think that, oh, my sister or my brother is the only one that can do it, and it's just something about them that God speaks to them. But God has nobody high and the other one medium or the other one low. He wants to speak to you just like he speaks to me. He has his own individual things to say personally to you. And so if you're not feeling God's spirit speaking to you, maybe you need to check and see how to make yourself more available for him. And I know you may have a busy life, but you would find that God always, this is time, remember? And he's in eternity. And he has set aside, he would never ask you to do something that he's not going to prepare you and give you the time, since that's what we live in. We work on time. That you don't have the time to do. And you, it may be in your car, it may be on your break, it may be some part of your day. If you just notice, you are finding free time. And you may even have to take pen and paper and write it down until you can look back and notice, you know, I did have space between here. It may be 10 minutes to start out with the day. But as you start to gradually get into the Lord and make it a habit, oh, you will see that you will move some other stuff out of the way just to be in the presence of the Lord, because the word is actually true. And I just ask him, what does it mean? Show me what it means to taste and see that the Lord is good. And just like he revealed it to me and he showed it to me, and I just started to live in it, and before you know it, I was like, God, that's exactly what it means. I hear what you're saying. This is good. Some of the things in the word that God gives us is so sweet. You wouldn't, you know, people say, where are you reading that from? I'm reading from the word. This is the Bible. God wants us to love him with all that we are, all that he created in us. He wants us to just give it back to him and through love. And then the second key principle that he gave to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, he said, love your neighbors as yourself. Love your neighbors as yourself. Now, it's very easily to do if you are caught up in loving God, right? But if you're out of whack with your love for God, then it's going to be hard for you to love your neighbors as yourself. That means if your neighbor has a need, you have a need. See, that's loving your neighbors as yourself. Let's look real quickly at Leviticus 19 and 34. 19 and 34 says, the alien living with you must be treated as one of your native born. Love him as yourself, for you were aliens in Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Loving your neighbor as yourself. And then let's take a look here real quickly. Let's look at Deuteronomy. Just go just right back. Let's do Deuteronomy 6 and 5. Again, it's just God telling us,
showing us that we need to love our neighbors as ourselves. And I picked those out to read for you because it was mentioned a couple of times by a couple of different people that I'm not for sure if that actually was in the Bible or if that's just something that, you know, man has picked up along the way and now is trying to put in my ear. So, again, it says in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 5, and feel free to mark these down. Go back and read the whole passage that goes with it, the whole story. Put it together. But it just matches up with the Leviticus 19:34. And it tells us, verse 5, says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. And verse 6 says, these commandments that I give you today are to be upon your heart. Verse 7 says you need to impress them on who? Your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Verse 8 says, tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. 9 says, write them on the door frames of your house and on your gates. Hallelujah. It's just actually reminding you that he knows that there's so many things to get us distracted. He knows that we're busy. He knows that we're going to be working on so many things, but he's just reminding you to be successful in all of these things that are keeping us busy, to make sure that we're busy in the right direction and not just chasing our tails, busy doing something that is not going to make any difference in our lives, that is pointless, then we need to make sure that we put God first. And we need to make sure that we are following his word. So it's so important to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your strength that he says, he reminds us, he gives us these commandments. And he wants us to put them up on our hearts and teach them to our kids. Teach them to not just love, once you love the God, not just to love yourself, but to love your neighbors just like you would love yourself. Even before instructing his people to love him, God identified himself by various names. And those names revealed his character them himself. For example, Jehovah. Did you know that Jehovah refers to him being a faithful covenant keeper? Did you know that? Jehovah. It means a faithful covenant keeper. That means this commandment that he gave you, his promises, if you continue to love him with everything that you got, he will bless you, open down doors, break down walls, push down anything that's in your way, move people out of your way, take people off of that job, move people out of positions to get you where you need to be. Because he's a faithful covenant keeper. You've been trying to get rid of that situation. He said, I am the one. I'm the one that you're looking for to do this for you. Somebody's out trying to find a hitman right now, but he said, I'm the one. I can put that marriage back together for you. I can separate you from here and get them out of your way. And then another one of the names that actually reveals God's character to us is Elohim. Elohim speaks to the infinite power. This is something out of our control. We need an infinite power, an indefinite power, that power that is so strong, can move those strong towers. You know, we start dipping and dabbing into little things, and first you get a little toehold. It gets a little bit of hold. And you say, I think I might want to do that again. It may be infidelity. It may be drugs. It may be anything that is not of God. And it gets a little toehold on you, but you said, I'm still in control. You know what? Yeah, I'm mad at this sister right here and maybe her entire family. But you know what? I still love everybody else. I'm still able to go on about. I'm still even able to smile and keep on by them when I see them. It has a toe. And then as time goes on, it just starts to build and build and build. And before you know it, it's got your whole foot. You got a whole foothold. Now you don't even want to sit beside them. And before you know it, it's a whole stronghold that you want to do anything that you can to confront them, to roll your eyes, just to show them that, hey, I got some ill feelings towards you. Yeah, I know that you just lost a family member, but I'm not going to call you. I'm not coming over there. Well, you know, you have to watch the way that you live. That happens. Oh, well, they bought it on themselves. It becomes a stronghold. And now this stronghold is holding you so deep. So deep that it will not allow you to love your brother or your sister. It won't allow you to forgive your sister or your brother. It won't allow you to reach out your hand for comfort in the time of their need or in the time of their loss. You need a power. You need a power for God. You need Elohim now to come down and step in your situation to get those enemies off of your back. Power that you need. Hallelujah. Time is moving so fast today. God bless you all. And if you're dropping off now, I remind you to go into the archives and look up any shows. And again, I remind you that please help me celebrate my brother's birthday today. Happy birthday, Reggie. All right. Well, this is your host, Vaughn Dumas, and let's continue. Now, through his names, God was drawing attention to his worthiness, not just to himself, but to his worthiness, because he is worthy. His worthiness to be loved above anything, above anyone. And also, he was drawing attention to his willingness to love you more than anything. He makes unbreakable promises to us, and only he has the power to keep every one of his promises. Every one of his promises he will keep. You know, we pray sometimes for spouses, and God give us this spouse, and then we neglect coming to church, we neglect praying together, we neglect everything else because we get so wrapped up in the gift that God has given us that we forget about the giver of that gift. And we decide, though he's already given me the gift, it's no need of me continuing to running back to the giver, but until you need something else. You see, there's never a time in this life that we're going to be in a position that we don't need God. We all need him. We're all going to continue to need him. So when he is providing for us, it doesn't mean that we run away from him because we got the gift that he's given to us. But if we're truly loving him with our whole heart, our whole soul, our strength, and our mind, every gift that is given from the giver draws us closer to the giver. We shouldn't get so wrapped up in this gift that we forget about that. It should draw us close to the giver. Hallelujah. Scripture doesn't exaggerate God's desire for his children. He really has a desire for his children to love with their entire being. And when he called himself a jealous God, and he demands our devotion, God is pointing out our absolute need for him. We have an absolute need for him. In Exodus 20, and it is verse 5, Exodus 20, verse 5, it says, "You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for their sins of the fathers to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me." We need the Lord. And we need to put all of our energy into loving the Lord. We don't want to feel the wrath of God. Hallelujah. His word is true. None of it's going to change. So if his word says that we need to put nothing else before him, we need not to bow down or worship anything or anyone other than him without feeling his wrath. And that's exactly the word that we have to live by. If we want to be in peace, if we want to be in harmony, hallelujah, if we want to be able to accept his protection. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Anything that takes higher priority in our life, we're speaking about, it could be that loved one that you prayed about. It could be about that baby that you've been wanting to have, trying so hard to have that baby, and now that baby has came and you're worshiping that baby so much that it becomes before God. You don't take the baby to church. You don't want no one to hold the baby. The baby can't do anything on his own because you're doing everything for it. It'll never be self-sufficient. The baby's so bad that no one wants to be around it. I mean, you know, anything or anyone that takes higher priority in your life, my sisters and brothers, that is an idol. And therefore, that idol is a detriment. It's an idol. It can be your car. You park it so close to your house because you can't bear to not be able to see it anytime that you want to. You want to look at it. You go out there and just sit in the car. You don't allow no one to drive in the car. Someone asks you for a ride, you take your raggedy car over there to take them. They're not going to get in this car. You know, it can be your finances. It can be your job. It can be anything. We are in a time in this world where it is so many different things out there flashing for us to choose as idols. Choose this as an idol. Choose me, choose me, choose me. And he told us, we got to don't look to the left or to the right. We got to keep our eyes on God, sisters and brothers. We must keep focus. We can't lose our focus here. And I know we can do it. He gave us his word, so he know we can do it. And we have to come and just remind each other. We have to help each other. We have to keep each other centered, keep each other balanced. Instead of fighting against each other all the time. Who have you centered today? Who have you helped today? If you see somebody off course, instead of talking about them and running to the phone to tell somebody else about it, have you prayed for them today? I'm not just saying God bless them, but I'm talking about going into prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Going into prayer for that sister or brother. And it's not necessary all the time that you call and tell them to, you know, I prayed for you today. I saw you doing this or that. Would you just go into prayer? Have you just prayed for those that you don't even know? All the sick. Have you prayed for all of the ones who has thoughts in their hearts to do some kind of evil against another? Hallelujah. And then when things happen, example, the bombing in Boston, are we still praying for the young man who's still alive? Are we still praying for him? Or Are we hoping that he die? Are we hoping that the worst happens? Are we still praying for him? We should be. We should still be praying for him. See, we don't like or approve the sinful things, the sinful behaviors. But God wants none to perish. We're still praying for that young man and his families. And his families. So we don't want to hold any idols. We don't want to make anything an idol because God will move anything out of the way that separates you from him. See, we are to love one another as ourselves. But nothing should be more important or more central than our existence to Jehovah. Hallelujah. People were created to love, to be loved by God. God loves us. We were created so he could love us. And we were created that so we could love him back in return. Worshiping him with anything less than our whole self, it just short circuits his purpose for us. We'll never get the full thing. And in our closing tonight, I just wanted to remind you that the faithful covenant keeper, Jehovah, who is infinite in power, he made us for relationship so that we could know him, so that we could serve him, and so that we could honor him. Jesus spent his last evening before the crucifixion just reminding the disciples of these central principles, even kneeling to wash their feet, as we spoke about on the other program the other night. He gave them a new commandment to love one another. In fact, over the course of the evening, he would repeat that phrase 5 different times. In the book of John 13, and read through, he emphasized the command because he knew it was not only critically important, but he knew that it was also one of the toughest to obey, to just love one another, putting self-interest before the needs of others. It's what it becomes a natural thing. It is a natural thing for us to put our self-interest, our families, our four no more, to put those before any other needs of anyone else. But since the believer's old self has been crucified, since we're believers, so our old self has been crucified, so God's Spirit now lives inside of us, right? And his Spirit lives and runs through all of us. So we should be able to be a new creature of Christ now, right? So all of those old things has passed away. So while self-interest normally was just a natural thing, once we are believers, once Christ is living inside of us, giving of ourselves on behalf of someone else fits who we are as Christians. In fact, we show God's love best when we care for others, especially those who aren't easy to love. Especially those who aren't easy to love. In Paul's New Testament letter, he picked up Jesus' love one another refrain, and he suggested specific ways to obey that. You should read that. He said to accept one another. That's in Romans 15. He said to bear one another's burdens. That's in Galatians 6. And he said be subject to one another in Ephesians 5. Also, the last one, he said to live in peace with one another in 1 Thessalonians, to live in peace with one another. That means whether you're in Afghanistan, in Iraq, if you're in Kuwait, if you're in Tennessee, if you're in Texas, to be able to live in peace with one another. In teaching churches and mentoring young pastors, we've got to have a heart that we're teaching the word of God as far as how to love, regardless of your color, your degrees. Paul relied on those same principles that Jesus taught, to love God and to love each other. To love God and to love each other. That's what it means to be a church that honors the Lord's name. That's what it means to be a church that is attractive to unbelievers. They feel your love. They feel your love. And with whatever the sin may be, it should attract the sinner to come into the church house. Regardless of what their sin is, all should be accepted in the church house, so God can work on all of our weaknesses and turn them into strengths. And if you were asked what you find most attractive about God, wouldn't you say that is his love? His plan is to use his children to meet their emotional needs, their materialistic, their spiritual, and their physical needs everywhere. So God's love should overflow from us. It should fill the empty hearts and hands of those in our atmosphere. It should influence all of the sinners to come be a part of God's love. Who are you loving today? Join me in loving on someone today. It just may be picking up someone in front of you in the grocery line that's running short and giving them a few change or giving them a dollar, whatever that amount is that God knows that he's given to you to share with them. Don't you dare walk past them holding God's money that belonged to somebody else that he's given to you, trusted you to share. Your time, don't dare say I don't have time, I need to sleep. Whatever it is, you're created to love God. And you love God through loving others. If you don't know God for your personal Lord and Savior, just repeat after me. God, I believe that you are the beginning and the last, that you gave your son, Jesus Christ, and that he gave his life for me, and he died on the cross, and all the blood that he shed was for me, and it covers my sins. I am a sinner. I confess with my heart and my mouth, and I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Come live inside of me. Amen. It's important for you to reach out and let someone know of your decision to follow Christ. Sweet Jesus, we're all rejoicing. You can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com or 210-253-9093. You can always leave a message here on the blog talk. Remember, I love you, but most important, Jesus loves you more, and you are created to love God. Sweet Jesus, until we meet again, be blessed. Love someone. And one more again, happy birthday, Reggie. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Reggie. Happy birthday to you.